AP News for Friday, May 20th. I'm Tim McGuire. At least one person is dead, more than 20 others hurt, when a rare tornado hit a small town in the northern part of Michigan's Lower Peninsula. Mike Gracia has more.
It's very windy. It's the start of one.
It is one.
A rare tornado ripped through Gaylord, Michigan Friday, leaving a path of destruction in which at least one person was killed and at least 23 were injured. Gaylord is a city of about 4,200 people, roughly 230 miles northwest of Detroit.
Whoa.
The roof just came off. Oh my God.
You're fine.
Multiple homes and businesses were damaged. Video posted on social media showed extensive damage along Gaylord's Main Street. Jim Kesor, a Gaylord-based meteorologist with the National Weather Service, said extreme winds are rare in that part of Michigan because the Great Lakes normally suck energy out of such storms. I'm Mike Gracia.
The barcodes on up to 60,000 ballots in Clackamas County, Oregon, are unreadable, delaying results from Tuesday's primary election.
County elections clerk Sherry Hall says the process to count the ballots is painstaking.
It needs to be duplicated as exactly as the voter voted their original ballot.
There is a key House race in that district in Oregon. Jamie McLeod Skinner has the lead in the Democratic primary.
We just expect all county offices to uphold the integrity of our elections.
Hall says she's used the printer for ballots for 10 years without any problems. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Riverside, California school bus driver, also a security guard at her mother's private academy for students with behavioral problems and other special needs, has been arrested along with her husband for selling fentanyl to the students on campus. One girl was treated for an overdose. Police say Melissa Harloom Garrison and her husband David Garrison recruited several students to help peddle the drug, which was sold to about a dozen others. This is AP News. The Pentagon's press secretary is heading to the White House. Sagar Meghani has this.
We'll take questions. Lita.
John Kirby has long been a Pentagon fixture, a retired two-star admiral who was top spokesman for the Navy, a Joint Chiefs chairman, and the Defense Department itself, along with the State Department.
This is a repositioning of forces.
A person familiar with the matter says Kirby is leaving the Pentagon to handle National Security Council communications as the White House deals with several foreign policy challenges. Kirby was said to have been in the running to replace Press Secretary Jen Psaki and will now work closely with successor Karine Jean-Pierre, including occasional White House briefing room appearances. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Boeing Starliner has arrived at the International Space Station, the capsule, with a dummy on board, docked with the station some 3 years after SpaceX's own test capsule flight. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.